Yeah. When you're sick. When you're sick, you can only be sick.
Mark, you say, how do people get sick? And I said, I don't know. He said, they get to be sick. Ha 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 ha. He said,
they are sick.
What?
They are sick.
They are sick, uh huh. How do people get to be?
How do people get to? Wait, I'll figure this out.
Okay.
Wait, I know one. Which we did at home. Mm-hmm. Don't tell them.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell them. How do people go quick? Ooh,
You mean how do you get them to hurry up?
No. How do people go quick?
I know.
Don't tell. Don't tell her, Thomas.
Wrong. You're cheating.
By the way, note the non-restrictive relative clause earlier in the sentence.
Don't let him tell
you. Mark doesn't use very many relative clauses
at all.
Don't
let him tell you anything.
Say it again.
How do people go quick?
Does it have anything to do with chocolate milk? No? Does it? No? No, it doesn't.
He's lying. Yeah, it does have to.
Do it with chocolate milk?
Yeah, it does.
I can't figure it out. Tell me.
Nestle quick.
Oh, shucks. I almost thought so. I thought it had something to do with Hershey's or something.
Hershey's quick too.
Hershey's instant.
Well, Hershey's chocolate milk.
Yeah, but Nestle's quick.
Yeah,
with the bunny rabbit.
Watchy,
and the mug.
Watchy.
What's wrong with my foot? My foot just doesn't feel right.
You serious?
Yeah, I can't move it like I used to. Every time I try to move, it feels like I'm getting older and older. Deeper, harder and harder to move. I must be getting to be an old man, Mom. Think so? I know it's true. I really am getting old. I can barely walk anymore. My legs just, every time I move, I feel like I'm carrying 100 pounds for at least 32 and 38. I can't even sit down anymore. I'm so old. So it's nice to sit down and don't have to. Yeah, so much work. That's what you feel like when you're old, Mom, right? Still, my legs don't feel the same. Oh! I really got something wrong with my legs, Mom. I got some pain in my legs. I'm going to have to shake off that pain. I'm going to shake off that little pain in my legs. Okay, boys to their room. One, two, three. Okay, no more food teasing dining, Mom.
Boy, how come I always get the rough side of the legs? Mark, no more plants.
Sure, we are. Yeah, like I really believe. You're reading the table, aren't you? This is something we never did in our house.
You were dragging boys around on your feet.
That's being a good father. That's being Mr. Good Father.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Mark, you can get hurt down there. Mark, you're going to get hurt. Move out. See, Mary, you could have talked to me. You could grumpy. I like to eat a lot of tortilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they went outdoors again today.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cold, wasn't it? Now it's really winter, boys. I know what real winter's like.
Oh, it's absolutely miserable out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not fun at all.
Wasn't fun?
Not for me.
Worse than Denver almost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, it's cold. It's like Denver got.
Yeah, but
maybe exactly like.
Only worse than Denver during the day. More Denver could get cold. Mm-hmm. When you went out in Denver.
Very reminiscent of Denver, of Denver weather.
When we ever went out in Denver, it was warm.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Blowy snow. They would get blowy snow.
Yeah.
Mom, look, they're eating Mickey. Oh, come on, Mark. Quit messing everything up.
Your poor parents. Think about your poor parents, children. Who put all these pillows on my thing?
Mark.
How come I don't have any?
But Mills, Mark took them all off.
I'm getting a little bit.
Tea.
I've had a miserable day.
Yeah, you're real grumpy. And it's not getting better.
Okay.
Ross, I think you better get out of here. I think Mom's really about to blow her top. I think you better go upstairs, Ross. I'm really serious. I think you better go upstairs. She's about to blow.
Okay.
Ross, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, it's cute. It's Mark, not Ross. Mark's being okay.
Okay, Mark, your mommy's about to blow. You better go to your room.
We don't need to rattle our cages anymore. You want to see something? Went to a fur sale.
Hmm.
I saw jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Curly lamb jackets, they were white. Blue fox ones. For $158. Blue fox and raccoon pieced ones, $258. Mm-hmm. Designer fox jackets and possum, they were neat looking.
Mm-hmm.
$285.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you can look at these. Oh, go away, Mark. And then there were coats for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000, you know, and some. But the jackets were fairly cheap.
What do you need this for?
Well, you know how I wanted to have my jacket, my coat done.
Mm-hmm.
Went in there to see what they were doing with theirs, because theirs were just lovely and all brand new fur. And
yeah.
And they were all long fur. They didn't have any caracal, like mine.
Uh-huh. Is curly lamb what you've got?
No, caracal. Curly lamb looks different. Curly lamb's long. Curly lamb was a lot quiet too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't going to get any more for the cooks.
That was your concept, not mine.
I thought when we went to Holland, we bought those
coats.
Well,
I have that nice, those nice coats. I don't really need a coat. So I remember I was thinking of taking the coat I have and having it reworked.
I thought we all decided about all this, that we said, instead of reworking it, we just take a nice, comfortable, regular coat. In fact, we ended up buying two of them. And that was
two of those coats. Well,
it would kind of do the trick.
And I dragged out that one, and I thought, you know, this would be great. Now, I saw these prices. Now, these aren't typical prices. This is a big deal sale.
Ross, do you want some Fritos?
Okay.
Go ahead. Unseasonably warm weather causes a huge coat of overstock.
Yeah, I see that. Here you go, Marky.
This was at the Marriott.
Yeah.
But I looked at these prices and I thought, well, if I took my coating and the price started going up too heavily.
Yeah. Better just get a new one, right? Mm-hmm. I think that. I think you ought to learn more about fur. I felt that. This is not for you.
I'll save my other ones.
The fur I got.
That's enough. You eat those and then I'll try to find some more.
It was a dreadful cheap one.
Very cheap, right? And it didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think you should repair it.
Collar's good.
Yeah.
Well, I thought my idea for repair was good, but it had a lot of sense to it, you know. But the price may get beyond this, in which case it's stupid. I guess we have to decide what price.
What kind of fur are you really going for?
You know, I love fur.
You know also that a lot of people don't think it's right to wear fur jackets, okay? It's very, they see it as worse than smoking. You know your attitude towards smoking in public. I think a lot of people would say the same about having a fur jacket.
You would?
I think I would too. Yeah, I think I feel the same way about it.
You sure have tried to get rid of all my widow furs.
Done with these.
It seems barbaric to me. And unnecessary. Okay, I would want cookies.
Where are you going to get cookies?
Big box.
Oh, the sack? You know what I'm going to do, though, is tomorrow with the boys. You're playing away, you know. Mm-hmm. I retrieved them.
He doesn't want
to put them up on the...
Okay, let me find something else.
Don't throw them away, okay? I'm going to give them to the birds. I'm going to have the boys, those cookies, to the birds, because you don't like to eat them.
No, don't cookies. We'll give them to you.
Well, Daddy threw them away once, so I took them out of the garbage, and I thought we could, Rossi, you know how they're in shapes of hearts and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We could tie them on the bushes for the birds. Wouldn't it be cute?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do it today, but I didn't get the time. Thank you.
me did this. He said, "Thank you, Jim." And I said, "It must be you." Thank you. I said, "No, no, I said, but it's just you."
No, you know what?
What?
Each one was kissed by a sun.
Yeah, one was kissed by Mark and the other was kissed by Rod.
And the other one was kissed by
the kitty. The youngest one was kissed by the kitty.
You know what his son was?
What?
I mean, yeah, the fruit has been kissed by the sun from the sky.
Oh, you mean it's been,
kissed by sun?
No, like, made.
By sun.
Made by sun. Face made by sun. I know.
The possum jackets were good.
But I would think that that fur would not last very long.
I haven't seen leather.
You know the
skin.
For the
skin.
Leather.
Skin.
Hey, you popped it, me.
Right,
one time I popped something.
Yeah, I
don't get excited. I'm not. We're just letting you know. Here, put this in. Okay.
Hey, you guys.
My favorite though is the orange.
Today, January 15th, Ross is going to drowse the cat. Not sure what he's trying to do. He says it makes him drowsy. So he's going to drowse the cat.
Drowse
him. I'm going to drowse him, Ross says,
and
about the cat.
He's
kid. Now, what will happen when you drowse him?
He'll be drowsy.
He'll be drowsy, is the answer.
And I want some more.
And that's Mark. Mm-hmm. I want some more, which is Coke, I believe. Now, is the cat getting drowsy?
You must be the king. You must be the queen.
It doesn't now. Why is that?
I know.
Probably more hungry than he is sleepy.
More hungry than he is sleepy.
She's the queen.
But what is it you do when you try to make him sleepy?
And
what is that called?
Drowsing.
Drowsing him.
Putting him into a trance.
Sort of like putting him into a trance. Anyway, you blink your eyes a lot and try and make him feel sleepy. Right? That's
it.
Mark is complaining about the deal he gets at this house. What's your complaint, Mark?
Parents. Who are the ones who have all the important stuff.
Uh-huh. And what about kids? Do they get anything good?
Well, not important.
What do they get?
Just toys.
Just toys?
If they want.
What would you like, Mark?
Oh, like some parent things, too.
Like what?
Like what I would like to be when I was a kid. I'd like to have a hammer to make... paint stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you do that. Next time I paint the basement, I'll let you work on it, okay? I'll let you be the painter, and I'll watch you. You do the whole job yourself, okay?
Well, next time, can we ever paint a picture?
Of course. Okay?
Okay.
Mom, did you ever wonder what I always do at school?
One time I played with blocks.
Yep.
One time, a lot of times I play with a sand table.
The sand table?
Yeah, sand table. But it should not be a table.
Do you learn things at school?
Guess what? We used to have this little game. You would have to flip these little flatted down things into some big guy's mouth. And it's
hungry,
a hard game.
Hungry hippo?
No, not that. There's no game. But there's a game that has hippos in it. And there's a game that has clowns in it.
Oh.
Can we get the clown one?
I don't know.